join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call anytime, 800-387-8025, or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Okay, let's get back to it. Robert, Mary with you again here in the New York City area on this Saturday morning, and we're about to take you to Cheyenne, Wyoming for Destination Spotlight number 68 in our ongoing series, a city located in the 44th state in our nation that was admitted to the Union in 1890, if you didn't know that. It's known as the Cowboy State. Before we're off to area code 307, a quick message about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
We are just over 5 weeks away from Christmas, and if you're beginning to think about giving that special gift to someone this holiday season, since we're all looking forward to a new year of travel, we suggest giving Travel Pro Luggage. Robert and I travel with their Platinum Collection. Rudy prefers the MaxLite series, and one of the most important items that helps ensure a successful trip is definitely quality luggage.
Certainly is, Mary. Folks, listen, we've been traveling with this luggage now for at least 20 years, and Travel Pro Luggage, it's the choice of flight crews and frequent travelers because they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties. Right now, they're offering their free gift of travel special at TravelPro.com. Essentially, whatever you buy, you're going to get a terrific companion product for free. You'll also find a link at RM World Travel. Travel.com under sponsors.
All right, since I can see that Dominic Bravo, Visit Cheyenne's CEO, is ready and waiting for us on that show hotline, Robert, let's get right to him.
We will do just that. Dominic, thanks for joining Mary and me today for our special Destination Spotlight on Cheyenne.
Excited to be here.
In my closet at home right now are a cherished pair of black cowboy boots that I bought a few years ago at the Wrangler Boot Barn in Cheyenne. Frankly, I recall the location. I think it's on a corner street. It's in a very unmistakable building. And it's not far from Cary Avenue, which clearly sticks with me since it's our last name. So I just mentioned Wyoming is known as the Cowboy State, and the Old West and cowboys are certainly important to the Cheyenne area. With Thanksgiving now 12 days away, Christmas just over 5 weeks, give everyone around the country an idea of what you have planned for the holidays.
Yeah, so actually we're launching Old West Holiday really to honor our Western heritage, while at the same time be able to highlight some of the great unique shops. So it's kind of apropos that you mentioned the Wrangler I'm looking outside of it of my office right now.
Oh, are you right across from it? Yeah, that's so funny.
Yeah, we're right across the street in the historic train depot.
Okay.
But yeah, we're going to have the Old West Holiday, which you can find on our website, oldwestholiday.org. And it's just everything you can think of. It's kind of like a cowboy Christmas. We kind of call it Charles Dickens meets Tombstone. So there'll be performances. There'll be Santa's Northwestern Pole stop across like the Pony Express mail room and a whole bunch of just great things that families can enjoy in a socially distanced and responsible way. So I guess I'll throw that out there since we have COVID going. But yeah, so we've planned for the pandemic we're in, but we're still going to have some great events and some great holiday programming this year.
Well, that sounds great. So, Dominic, for listeners tuned in right now around the country, if they've never been to Cheyenne or thought about visiting, you're an easy 90-minute drive up I-25 from Denver, and even Casper, where we actually have a radio affiliate airing this show, is only a little over 2 hours or so away. So during regular times, I hate to say normal times, regular times, whatever, non-pandemic times, what's your busy travel season? And besides being the state's capital, what attracts people to the Cheyenne area?
Yes, we kind of say that all paths lead to Cheyenne. So obviously we're on the crossroads of I-25 and I-80. We're the capital city, again, as we mentioned, with our Western heritage. But we also have really kind of a unique theme. We have a lot of arts that are around our community. We have some new rodeos that just started up. So outside of our Cheyenne Frontier Days, which we're well known for, the largest outdoor rodeo in the world. We also have some smaller rodeos called Hell on Wheels Rodeo Series that just started this last summer. And then just in general, we're known for our outdoors. Kirk Gowdy State Park is really close to our area. Vita Vu, which is a rock climbing destination for many folks, some of the most unique outdoor settings you'll see anywhere in the world as well.
So that leads me.
We're known for many things besides our Western heritage, but outdoors, and also Cheyenne Chic is kind of what we have going
Cheyenne
on.
Chic.
Cheyenne Chic, I like it. So that leads me to my next question about the parks. I know you spent a number of years working in the state park system, including about 11 years leading Wyoming state parks. Since they are certainly popular for social distancing these days, is there something about Wyoming state parks that really makes them a big draw for adventurers?
Yeah, I think it's just because it's so many different opportunities you have. So Kirk Gowdy, obviously you can do everything from camping, hiking, mountain biking, fishing, doing some minor boating, and then it connects really close to our National Forest Service, which again then just extends those trails going forward. And then, like I said, some unique rock climbing opportunities. So in general, being able to offer these big, wide open spaces with a lot of different recreation opportunities. And even in the winter, we do fat biking, cross-country skiing, and even ice boating on the reservoir.
Well, all fun things to do for sure. So, all right, last question for us, and this is something we like to ask everybody when they join us for the Destination Spotlight. I want you to share something surprising or maybe an interesting fact about Cheyenne, besides it being where I buy my cowboy boots, or you've named a street after us, you know, that certainly will entice listeners to come visit.
Well, probably the biggest thing is we only have one escalator, and it's actually not in Cheyenne. But the most important thing is we have probably the tallest building as the Capitol, and we just got renovated. So it's like a $300 million renovation, and I guarantee you it would probably be one of the coolest things you've seen anywhere in the country.
Well, and that train station where you just mentioned, that depot where you are, the architecture there is impressive too. So it's an American treasure. It's a place to go visit. Folks, if you want more information, very easy, just go to Cheyenne.org. And Dominic, we hope you have a great upcoming holiday season. Thanks for joining us today.
Appreciate it. Thank you, folks.
Thank you. Take care.
All right, Cheyenne, Wyoming. Really nice place to go, folks, if you haven't considered it. So that is number 68 in the series. We're now complete with it. But you can find all the places that we've covered on the homepage of our website under Destination Spotlight. I can see the clock. We are racing towards 11 a.m. Eastern Time. That's it for hour one of the program this week. We still have a whole nother hour straight ahead. And after these messages, we'll all be back with you for hour two of the fastest 2 hours of travel.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.